I loved it. Delicious food, quiet atmosphere. I can see why it's your favorite spot. Thank you for bringing me. No, it's not just a restaurant, it's your spot, you know? We were chumming with the wait staff, and the owner comes by our table to say hi, and they all know your name. I don't have a spot like that. I gotta find a spot. No, they were sweet. I felt like I was meeting your family or something. Oh, really? And? What was the verdict? Well, I'm glad I passed the inspection. And what if they said I wasn't pretty? I had no idea you were so superficial. No, what did he say? Oh, come on. You can't just dangle something like that and then leave me hanging. Spill it. Our waiter said that? I mean, what can I say? The hot yoga is paying off. I gotta tell Michael about that place. He needs an inspection crew to approve the girls he dates. Yeah, he's the one that's curating my next show. It's good. It's going great. Hey, is there somewhere to get ice cream on the way back to your place? I'm not changing the subject. No, I don't avoid talking about my work. It's boring. I don't want to bore you or make you uncomfortable. I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe it's me. I'm uncomfortable. Look, can we just... I don't want to get all heavy now. We're having a good time, right? And we're on our way back to your place to have a good time there, too. Let's just talk about something else. Okay? I'm so excited that you're finally letting me over. I can't wait to... No, not uncomfortable, really. It's not the right word. You really want to get into this now. It's just... being an artist is such a huge part of who I am. Painting is how I express myself, how I view the world around me. Everyone I know, all my friends are from that art classroom, you know? Watch out. And, you know, curators, gallery owners, other artists. They must think I'm crazy dating someone who's blind. And quite frankly, sometimes I do too. Being with someone who can't appreciate my work or relate to my friends, who has no access to that part of me, the biggest part. It hasn't been an issue yet because we haven't been dating long, and you're right, I've avoided the subject altogether. It's just... We've been having so much fun, and I didn't want to make it awkward. Well, say something. I mean, you're the one who wanted to talk about this. What do you think? I mean, is this a thing, or am I crazy? What do we... Oh, we're here? Okay. What? A surprise. Close my eyes. I'm taking your arm. Oh, how the tables have turned. Can we go a little slower? I'm not as used to this. Yeah, I'm okay. A little terrified, but I trust you. No peeking, I promise. Right here? Okay. Tell you what I feel. Well, I'm just standing in a room. I feel it standing behind me. Is that... No. Your hands on my hands. Your warm breath on my neck. You lifting my hands up and forward. This is what you want me to describe? Okay. Well, it's... Oh, it's a sculpture. I feel, smooth, cold metal in, rounded fluid shapes in this... What is this? Driftwood. Did you ever know me? It's an interesting texture. With light means more than a all day long. And so warm. I mean, not actually, but compared to the metal. Words mean more at night. It's so beautiful. No, my eyes are still closed. I mean, the experience is beautiful. The form. The textures and their contrast. The way they play against each other. I love it. I'm gonna turn around, okay? Okay, that's fair. I didn't really give you a chance, I guess. Do you mind if... It's a bit dark in here. No, it's fine. Don't apologize. You're not used to turning the light on. That's better. Thank you. Oh, wow. I mean, I'm not sure what I expected, but this is... Wow. I guess I thought it'd be a lot more Spartan. We have a lot of stuff. And the way you move around in here is so different. So confident. It's kind of hot, honestly. Look, you even have art on the walls. I love this one above the couch. Touch it? Really? What, just get up on the sofa? Okay. I'm kind of embarrassed. I've never heard of tactile paintings before. Is this real sand? It's amazing. I wonder who the artist is. Oh, shit. Oh my God, are you okay? That was my shoe. I took it off to get up on the couch. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I cannot believe I did that. I'm such an idiot. Are you sure you're right? Look, if you're being nice so I don't feel bad, please don't. You have to tell me if you're hurt. Here, sit on the couch. What a bonehead move. I mean, I knew not to do that. Everyone said, do not leave your shit lying around for him to trip on. And that's the first fucking thing I do when I walk in. This time was gonna be so special. And it was. I fucked it all up. I did. You're just trying to make me feel better. Who, everybody? Everybody said not to. That's right, I did say that. I was talking about the girls from... That's stupid. It's just some... I joined a, like an online group. It's for girls whose boyfriends are blind, and I had some questions, and they were all so nice and helpful. Some of the other girlfriends post memes about, I'm not a girlfriend. We haven't. But if you wanted, but only if you're ready. I'm not rushing. Fuck. This is not how I wanted it to go. What I mean is, I'm not seeing anyone else. And I don't want to. So if you wanted to be together exclusively, we could. I mean, really? Okay. Warning. Kissing coming. Where should I put your shirt? Okay. My dress? Yeah, just pull up and over. Sure. Anywhere is fine. Lay down. Okay. Yes, very comfortable. Thank you. Are you gonna join me? Or just sit there and... Tracing your fingertips up and down all over me. You're so... Are you memorizing me? My body? No, of course. I want you to. To know me like you know your own home. I want you to be as comfortable with my body as you are just walking around your living room. Sorry. Don't let me distract you. You seem super focused and I'm just rambling now. Yeah, a little. Not nervous, really, just... I just... never felt so... exposed before, I guess. Like I'm being read. Or really... Well, I've never been anyone's favorite book before, so it's pretty cool. I'm sorry, that tickles. No, it's fine. It's just the soft fingertip touching right there. If you use the flat part of your fingers or your palm, it doesn't tickle. off as I, between my ribs and my wrist. Where else? Up here. My underarms. This is a weird one. Here, behind my knees. And all along here, my inner thighs. The higher up you go, the more ticklish I am. The closer you get to my... So hard. Focus. You don't need to focus anymore. That part is over. You can't just lay here while your cock's right there. It's so close. Please. I need to touch it. You just have to forgive me for this. For wrapping my fingers around your cock. And squeezing. And stroking. Distracting you? Did I break your concentration? Well, I might as well shatter it completely. It's okay. Keep touching me. My kiss. My way. Up your thigh. And... Your cock tastes so good. Tactile experiences. It's your turn now. Describe it to me. My mouth, my tongue, my lips, soft and wet. Tell me what it feels like when I look all the way up your shaft like this. I kiss the sensitive spot under the head. And slide my tongue against that same spot every time I take you into my mouth. And now I want you to to tell me how it feels when I take you all the way down my throat. Opens up for you. Have your lips slide all the way down to the base of your cup. I'm gonna take it as a good sign that you can't string more than two words together. Feels later. How do you get me more articulate? Yeah. From your hair. I didn't even realize. Does it hurt? Are you sure? If this keeps up, we're gonna end up in an ambulance by the end of the night. Better flip me over so I don't do any more damage. Yeah, I want you from behind. Is that okay? No, no, just lift up a little. Let's turn over onto my stomach. Let me guide you in.
Oh.
No, stay. Please. Just. We can roll over onto our sides. Okay? That's better. Are you comfy? I do love the gentle kisses on my neck. I'm so glad everything wrong wasn't. The worry things weren't. I'm sorry, my brain is. It's just. I don't know. I'm just so happy. And relieved. I was. I'm really worried. It was more than that. I don't know. Something stupid Michael said just got to me. Okay, this is gonna sound kind of bad at first, but just hear me out, okay? He said, I was only dating you because we have an expiration date. Apparently, he thinks that's something I do. Relationships I know will fall apart before I have to let anyone get close. I was so angry. I couldn't believe he said that to me. Then he started, like, tabulating this fucking list of guys I've dated and reasons we split and how I knew beforehand. I told him to fuck off and stormed out, obviously. It ate me up inside. And I said, I started overthinking it. Of course. That's what I do. I was so scared that he was right about me. About us. And when he showed me the sculpture, I felt so relieved. And I was relieved that I was relieved. You get it, right? When I found out that art wasn't the barrier between us. That's just another thing that connects us. I was so happy. And when I was happy, That's when I knew that Michael was wrong. I'm not with you because it won't last, so I don't have to get invested. You really want me to tell you? Okay. I'm with you because of how you make me feel. I can just be myself around you. And I'm not talking about going without makeup half the time. Although that is pretty nice. I mean, I'm with you because I'm more myself around you than I've ever been with anyone. Because you make me laugh. And when I talk, I feel like you're really listening. Do you have any idea how rare that is? You make me feel so seen. I'm with you because I love you.
Train.